All right. Good morning, Lagos. It's 10:05 on the clock. It's the 27th of July, 2021. Today's a Tuesday. A beautiful one at that. The clouds are gathering. I don't know if it's about to rain somewhere or it's raining somewhere. But I feel the weather. It's beautiful. I'm hoping that you're also enjoying the weather, whatever it is that you are right now. Because it's just a cool weather.
I love it. Some would say it's a weather for two. I don't know where that mindset came from. But I would rather, I don't know if the word clement would be good to describe the weather. Because a blend of a sunny and cloudy sky.
That's right.
You know, I know, but it looks good. It feels good.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you're loving it too.
So does that make it weather for two?
If you like.
Weather for two to do what? Anyway.
To cuddle.
Cuddle?
Yeah.
In the morning of the morning of a Tuesday. On the 27th. When people are expecting a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's a connection between expression of love in the adult way, let me use that,
and the pam pam in the bank
and alert and money? I don't know for women though. For men, trust me, for men you become more agile
when you see
when money day. I don't know, some people say, Collins, don't speak for yourself. Yes, I'm speaking for myself. When I'm money, I'm gingered. I'm all this is a fact. No. This is why I'm becoming a better man. There's no crime. So don't go and say, no, it's not about money, you know. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Please, 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 please. That's why some people have remained poor. Don't do that. When there's money, there's
people have remained poor.
I'm not saying that money is not everything. Don't preach to me about money being not being everything. I know.
So
it's not everything.
This was your position last night.
But with money.
This was your position last night.
Yes, more or less like that. That's too much information. What's wrong?
That's your position, yeah. It is okay.
You know, that's it.
Tell me
the
married couple that does not excuse you.
Okay, that's right. But I mean, that's normal. But the truth is, it's a statement of fact. Let's not take that away.
It's okay.
A man's emotional, psychological, physical, sexual strength is you know, also activated by pong pong, especially when it's heavy, and okay. Money has a way of playing that role.
That's good.
I don't know how he does
it. I mean, nobody should fault any man for that. It's okay. You have to be up and doing in all ramifications.
Yeah,
you know, in that area, in that area, in that area, in all,
in all.
Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was asking you how my face looks, and it's difficult for you to put your words together.
I don't
get it.
I don't know what you're looking for this time.
How do you mean?
You're beautiful.
I was asking a question.
If your,
how
your
does my face
white.
Look? It's not if I'm beautiful or not. I know that I am beautiful, but I want you to tell me how it looks at the moment.
Okay. So, but I was able to do it at the end of the day.
I don't think you were able to.
Did you find out on your own?
I found out on my own.
So what did you conclude?
I checked the mirror myself.
And you noticed that?
And I noticed it was a little white. I think I put in excess powder.
Yeah. All right. I didn't notice that. I see. All I see is just a beautiful woman. No matter. Powder,
that's
no
the problem.
Powder. There's no problem.
That's the problem.
How can I be a problem?
That's the problem.
How can always seeing your woman as beautiful
that's the problem.
Be a problem?
That means you cannot tell me when I need... And when I need a direct information, I mean, when I need you to give me a sincere opinion about how I'm looking.
Because
I think we've had this kind of conversation
before.
Yes.
Mm. Because I made up my mind, or because all I see is beauty. Does that make it less sincere?
Yeah, it's good. It's sincere. But that's not what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking for what I look now,
okay,
or
so,
how I look now.
So how about a question like, you know, Collins, is there... plenty of powder. Is a powder
a bit
too much?
Do I have excess powder on my face? But I think I asked you that.
You asked that, but I don't know how to know if powder is much or not.
God.
How can I know?
Oh, God.
How can I?
You are frustrating my life. How can I have you in my life forever?
How many things do I want to do?
And you cannot tell me if I have excess powder on my face or not.
Did you ask me?
Man, that's a problem. Oh.
Did you or did you not
that's
ask
a problem.
Me? Did you or did you not ask me about other things today that I gave you my opinion?
But that's not other things. I mean, this is...
Must I get everything right?
This particular one, you have to get it right.
Okay.
You have
now
to.
Now understand. So, guys, in case you wonder, if, yes, couples have this kind of conversation from time to time.
Yeah.
It is.
Duh.
it's a common thing. Some would degenerate into serious fights. Some would, you know, read meanings to it and then they arrive at conclusions and then, you know, assume things and then it becomes a problem.
But it shouldn't be difficult to just tell your woman how she looks.
If I say the
truth, she's asking a question for this particular case, right?
Yeah.
I don't care if you told me yes, you have a case, because that's what I wanted to know.
No,
I didn't notice
actually. Why is it difficult to understand that? I did not notice really, like real life. Like I did not notice.
It's a problem. Oh, you cannot not notice.
Now, so we're going to the light. Anyways,
you cannot not notice.
I've taken so apologies.
So also, if I have a wardrobe malfunction, you won't notice.
No. Wardrobe malfunction.
It's a problem. Oh,
why?
Why would I notice? See, that's the thing, right? I think every man, if you have a woman by your side, you should be conscious of how she looks, because there are times that she might not even observe that she is having a wardrobe malfunction, and that's your job as her man to, you know.
Yes, I do from time to time.
Tell her.
But you know, one day not getting it right may not mean that it's not for me personally. Uh-huh. I do from time to time, and I think that for everyone out there, you should not get tired doing it. That's even the message we're trying to drive. Don't get tired. Don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, this would have degenerated into a major argument or fight, and you'd be wondering, "What is this one? This one, you don't have problem." No, you don't understand. Powder can be the trigger, but the fight might be many things combined. That's what happens with when you live with someone or when you're with someone each and every day, and you have a partner. It is only normal that, you know, things that can build resentments are there. You have to deliberately work
on that. That's how you started murmuring. You don't know murmuring is the sin.
Murmuring is it your mama?
Murmuring is the sin.
The same.
Talk to me direct.
So I was.
Talk to me. Not be doing.
Because I noticed.
Don't be doing that one.
Why?
Tell it to me.
That one.
That I'm a pain. You know.
In the abyss. Yes. Everyone is. You consider me a pain too, and it's okay. And that's one thing people have to agree, that it's not every day. You have to work, put in the work each and every day to make things sweet. That's it. That's just the thing. But you know what? All in all, you know I love you,
do
and
I
I'll keep loving.
Do I have powder on my face or not?
It was initially. I think you fixed that now, and looks really beautiful.
Oh God,
I mean, I'm telling you,
absolutely. Lagos, Nigeria, it's good to know that you are keeping it 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is a time where we, you know, bring you in. You tell us how you're doing around your area. What is happening around your area?
That's right.
How you're doing at the moment? Is it raining in your area? The clouds are gathering. We don't know yet if it's raining. If there's a downpour somewhere, but you know, just tell us what's going on around you and how are you feeling this morning. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
She's Andrea Odwobi Teke,
and he is Collins.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set,
Teke.
The microphone heavyweight, indeed. It's 14 minutes past out of 10, and we are set to bring you the biggest, I repeat, the biggest family conversation on radio. Right here on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. Like Andrea mentioned, we kickstart by hearing from you how you're feeling this morning. If any of our side bantering, you know, you rang a bell and you want to just comment on it, you have the right to do so, because we're here for all of us. We're here to bring real life conversations that happen and happenings to real people, everyday people. That's you and I. And we can find the solutions and see how we can coexist and also enjoy every moment of our existence. The number is to call to be a part of the show this morning.
0700-993-993-993. And for women, this one's for you. 01465-7190.
Indeed, if you want to send a WhatsApp, you can do that to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And that's the number for WhatsApp. You know, I was talking about how things degenerate from normal to more argument to fight.
Yeah.
I was going to say that most times, because I think it's important, most times people fail to understand that the trigger is not necessarily the reason they're reacting. You know, they may have resentment. They might, small, mama, those things are mama. Allow me, mama. Because if I don't mama it, You know, I might just pack everything, and then one day you just cough. I say, why are you coughing? I say, cough is a problem. You know, that's the way people act.
Yeah.
And that's the way human beings are. And it's normal. We have to accept it and work at it.
I like that you mentioned that, you know, the built up resentment and the trigger might not necessarily be what is, you know, causing the quarrel itself.
You know, like part of a cause problem now.
You know?
Hello, good morning. This is Wisdom.
Hi, Wisdom. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
On this issue of your woman asking you how she looks or something, I think it's always a bait.
Yeah,
For what exactly?
It's set up, Abby, please.
Yes, the setup. There was a time my wife woke me up in the middle of the night and she was like, I'll leave for us. Are they sagging? Actually.
Okay.
And she was like, are they sagging?
So what else? Like, has Olympus fallen?
Okay. Yes. And I was like, okay, where did that come from? But the thing is that, okay, I now ask her. Like she said, when she asked me if they are sagging, I asked her if they are actually.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was asking me to know my opinion about it.
Okay.
You are asking me. I said I don't know. Because the thing is that if I should tell her they are sagging, she'll be like, no, she might feel bad about herself and all of that.
Okay.
So the thing, I just told her, I don't know.
Mm.
So there was another time she was asking me if she had added on weight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know.
Set up.
She was like, oh, how will we be living in the same house?
I don't know.
I added on weight. And I don't, seriously, I don't know. Like, there's this short she used to put on.
Mm-hmm.
She said, now the shot doesn't size her again.
Okay.
And that was why she was asked, okay, if you know this shot doesn't size me again, then why did you have
Abby?
To confirm if you have added weight or not?
You are her man, size. Okay?
You said?
You are her man. So your opinion is valid.
Yeah, I know, but most times...
Would they take the truth? Would they accept? If I say it now, my brother, you're a smart man, you know?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I love your program.
Thank you.
I've been trying to call for I've been trying to call, actually.
Okay.
We're happy that you made it through today. In regards, to your beautiful woman.
Tell her she's beautiful. Okay. Keep telling her how beautiful she is.
Okay. Anyways, 0700-993-993-993.
And for women, 01465-7190. I mean, it's okay to say the truth, but at the end of that truth, make sure you're telling them how beautiful they are and, you know, whatever downside that you know you must have approved of or you have said does not necessarily define her. Every woman's Olympus will fall. Just have one or two children. It
will. You know, we're talking about this Olympus one time, and we forgot that the irony of it is that some people change because of that. Some men will be like, you know, this is not who I'm married and things like that. And then they'll be chasing London bridges, falling down, falling down. Not knowing.
Okay, so
because the bridge has been packaged. You know, it has all those decorations, construction, and you know, it looks like they'll be pursuing the London bridges falling down because they feel Olympus has fallen. You know,
I know,
I don't know, man. But let's get to the calls and hear more from Lagos.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome,
what's up, Lagos?
Just alive,
yes, yes.
Calling.
Yes.
Are you his father?
God bless you, sir. Should I send my account number? You called me as if.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How
Madam,
are you?
Good morning.
Mm.
Good morning.
Look, it's even this program I like listen to these days because, you know, all this calling, killing, and all that, you know. I do off my radio until Collins and
Andrea,
his beloved wife, on air.
Yeah, Andrea.
Look, Collins, she is trying to pull your leg.
How do you mean?
And you know, especially at a time like this, with this cold weather, she wants to know where your mind is. You know, and she was trying to ask, how do I look? So it's a simple question. Don't even disturb yourself, worry yourself. Said you are beautiful. Just let us move forward.
It's okay.
You get it.
It's all right.
That's what she's trying to do. That's how they are.
Okay.
When they wake up in the morning and start asking you, darling, how do I even look? What did she want you to tell her? I am. Sometimes I'll be like deaf and dumb and said, and if you are not ready to answer, it will sit on to problem. It will be, so you are not answering me or something.
Oh.
So it's better. Okay, you are fine, ma. When you say you are fine, ma, to your wife again, you now say you are evil harsh. Now you say that you are fine, ma.
I'm telling you.
So take it easy with them,
It's okay.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. Thank you. Appreciate it. It sounded like he was,
addressing
he had
you.
Had enough. Like, he's just talking with, conversations like this. It's never for a man to just speak to a man, a woman to a woman.
So I'm just thinking, right? Is it that women were the problem? Or it's just that men don't understand us?
It's lack of understanding. That's what I think.
I saw a video of, this couple were in the kitchen and this man just came and, gave her a spank on her behind. And she was upset about it.
Okay.
And, she didn't like what he did.
Okay.
And the other day, they showed another scene where she was expecting the spank.
It didn't happen.
And it didn't happen. And she went to meet him like, what, why did you do that? And he went, I did it the first time and you didn't like it.
Abby?
And the caption of that was that women and wahala. And I looked at it deeply and I'm like, no, it's not women and wahala. First of all, she wasn't expecting that you're going to spank her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you did. That caught her unawares.
Yeah.
And, it made her like, what was that? I didn't like it. You took me, She didn't like that, she was caught unawares. Now, the second time, she was prepared for it. Maybe his guy wants something. He wants to go down there, so let me just give him the chance.
Down the road.
And then he was expecting, she was expecting it, and the man did not do it. And she went, guy, how far now?
I
hang here since.
But,
you not come.
But
what is going on?
That didn't come out well.
No,
but
you did not see OME.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay. I understand that. It's fine. You didn't
need
to like spell.
Why did you have to?
You didn't need a spell. I mean, it's.
Why did you have to bring attention to that?
I didn't bring attention. I just seen this sound. It didn't come out well, but it's great.
It's all right.
So, I think it's a bit of a confused state for someone who does not understand that because someone said no.
The first time.
Because that does not mean they will not say yes.
Yes, okay.
So we're different. We just have to. For a man, the way a man is wired, I think that we just believe that, okay, we like...
Straight away.
Go straight no calm. It. Just go no calm. You understand? Like, that kind of situation. So once you give me a vibe of, okay, I don't like it. All right, I respect that. And then I just go automatic. I just put myself on that. But I think learning... women makes us understand that look, sometimes I might say, look, I love this now, I hate it, I love it, I like it.
So it's a matter of understanding.
Understanding, totally, I'm telling you.
That's what I think also.
Yeah, more calls coming.
We don't have problem. We don't have wahala. Just understand us.
That's it. Okay.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning. Welcome.
This is Folamali from Apapa.
Welcome.
What did you say Kalahari? What's your name, please?
Fola.
Folaring. Oh, okay. Welcome.
Folaring from Apapa.
Welcome.
You know, in this case of your girl asking you how beautiful she is. Imagine there was a day me and my girlfriend was actually chatting on Facebook then. And then she asked me. She called my attention that, Fola, please, I need your attention for something. And then she said, okay, what's that? She said, how big is my breast? I was like,
wow.
Oh my God. It's like, are you serious? Yeah. But I asked, why did you ask me? He said, don't ask me. How big is this? I said, okay.
They've achieved everything they want in life for the first time in a long time.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
That's right. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Check your time. It's 10:29. Well, so want to know how you're doing. All right. What's the feeling your pulse this morning?
That's right. We take you across Lagos to hear from you. And that's exactly what we want to know. So you call the radio station. Let us know where you are. Scream, What's Up Lagos? Get excited about life. And then just sign in, more or less, before we get set to open our main biggest family conversation for today.
That's right.
So 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And if you're a lady out there, There is a dedicated line for all them ladies, and it's a 01465-7190.
All right, on WhatsApp, what's your name? Pastor Olua Stommy Abiodun says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning, special couple." He says, "Collins, it's true. Another thing is that you get more angry at everything when money no day your pocket." Andrea is also correct. Murmuring is a sin. In the wilderness, God got annoyed with the Israelites because of it. It says, "My area in Idimu Egbeda is cool." All right, thank you for that one. Another here is Edozie Dean Naji. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life.
Yeah.
How you both, my enigmatic couple. For real, women are special. It is only a woman that will tell you a man, leave me alone. Uh-huh. And when the man leaves her, she goes, "Oh, so you're actually leaving me. So women, I hello now. Men, will they try? What's up, Lagos?" I don't know. Anyway.
Is it like that? Did he hit the point? Was that a point or not? Anyway,
just understand.
Yes,
us.
We do. We're not demanding.
When men say things like this, I feel as though women are problematic.
No.
That's how it comes
out. You use the word special.
Okay.
You're the one that's.
Special is contradicting his statement. When you say they're special, you're not contradicting.
Is that not special need? When you say leave me alone, and I'll be, and you move.
Oh, goodness.
You say, so you're actually leaving Abi.
So special need,
Evans is on the line from Satellite Town. Hi, Evans. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Collins.
Good morning to you, Evans.
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. My area is cool and calm.
Nice.
Great to know.
Yeah. I enjoy your program a lot.
Thank you.
Collins, like every morning, Andrea will be one strong boy.
What did he say? Every morning, you give me one strong point, Abi.
Yes.
That's good.
Like,
Oh, the network is terrible. Can you call us back, please?
Really appreciate. The line was freezing.
Yeah, I really wanted to hear what you were about to say.
Mm-hmm. So you're hitting one every strong point every morning. I said, okay, that's a good thing.
Maybe strong point. Afonume on WhatsApp says, "Good morning, my people. I like your answer to your wife."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my name is Andrea.
Okay,
I appreciate that. And so, she says, "She's beautiful. That's the best answer. My husband answers me the same way, and I reply, 'Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder.'" Okay. And she says, "Anyhow, Monkey Lokes is his mama will love him." That's how we see marriage.
That's it.
Eventually.
It doesn't mean, I need women to understand that it doesn't mean that we're lying.
Yeah.
If that's what's going to peace reign,
mm-hmm.
let it be so. That's it.
But sometimes you just need genuine answer, you know.
It's genuine.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Welcome. Who do we have?
This is Colin from Odogbolu.
All right. Welcome, AZ.
You know, good state.
Welcome.
How's Odogbolu this
year? No, we are fine here. The weather is very, very gentle this morning.
Nice,
very, very gentle.
Nice.
All right.
Mm. In fact, he hungry me to go and sleep now, but the business is not allowed.
Yeah, hungry, I have to go and sleep.
You see, this thing you are discussing, this is something you handle with care, because if you don't answer very well, you will wake up with one kind of heavy fight early morning. I'm telling you, I don't know what. I want to ask you, Andra. Please don't be annoyed.
Okay.
What is that thing that used to provoke you people when you wake up like that?
If
you are a man and you didn't take time listening, don't answer immediately. Just cool down.
Relax.
Relax.
Think and well.
The answer you are going to give, because if you give a wrong answer,
thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate you. And
he
that's
said if you give a wrong answer.
You put in, because the truth, that's what it is.
I think it goes back to our fragile nature.
Okay.
I think it goes back to our fragile nature.
Okay.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Nigeria?
Okay, Chester Live.
Lagos.
Chester Live.
I want to say good morning to you, Abby.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure for enter your station this morning for almost a year.
Wow.
You've been trying to call for a year.
When I'm calling from Lagos, I couldn't enter. I'm in my house in Northtown. Olonleke.
Wow.
I'm enjoying your program always. So
thank you very much.
I thank God that I entered this morning. Thank God. Mm-hmm. My joy is to say glory be to God that I enter your program.
Congratulations.
I feel confused. Say this number, whether it is select people number. Allah.
We're happy you came.
I like your program. I like your program, honestly.
Thank you very much.
Give me joy anytime I tune to this Info FM.
Thank you.
Give me joy, honestly.
All right. What's your name? Amen. What's your name, sir?
My name is Oluniyibayo.
All right. Mr. Oluniyibayo. Thank you so much.
Bayo.
Oluniyibayo. Thank you so much. Mr. Bayo Luni there. I missed out that point. And I'm happy. I love this kind of excitement, you know. And I'm happy that he came through because, you mean.
Yeah.
Lagos, how are you doing? Abuja, how you doing? Kaduna, how you doing? Port Harcourt, how you doing? What else?
Did you say Calabar?
Calabar, how you doing?
Imo State.
Imo. Or in Imo State. Rata. Mbidi.
Everywhere.
Olu.
Everybody.
Oru West. Everywhere in Imo State.
You're going far. Let's come home.
How you doing?
Suruleri.
You're born in that Lungu.
My tongue twisted.
It is okay. We take Chris from Magodo, but before that, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Growing up
in Lagos.
All right.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life. Welcome.
Sorry, I can't chat much. I'm on the road.
It's okay. We understand.
This morning, you guys are cracking my ribs. You know, and I've been trying, like the last call I said, I've been trying to reach you guys.
Okay.
Usually, my calls will go through, but you will not pick. I know it's the pressure of the job anyway. Different callers have been saying and observing.
Yeah.
Women are special creature of God.
Yes.
And with dynamic zine. That is why man say that we should dwell with them. God said that we should dwell with them in wisdom.
Bear with them in wisdom. Let me write that out.
Women are so unique.
Yes.
And at the same time, very complex. Because you don't know what to do. I'm coming. You don't know what to say or do that will result to problem. I listened to your conversation with your wife this morning, Andre.
Okay.
When she asked you to please have a look at me, and how do I look? And you say you are beautiful. and she was a bit of not happy about that response. But I was asking myself that, what else can you say? Because you don't even know the nitty-gritty of
the question
of makeup. So the blunt answer is that you are beautiful, and for me that should be okay. But she wants the details. She wants you to look at her like a makeup artist and tell her what is wrong.
So, exactly. No, because I'm a makeup artist. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go
but
ahead.
The truth is that Collins is not a makeup artist. Collins is a man who appreciates what is good.
That's all.
And that is what Collins have done.
Yeah.
I think you ladies need to be patient with us.
Okay. Great.
You need to teach us how to understand you better. Because if you don't tell us how to understand you better, we'll keep on having issues.
That's right. A very key point there. Right. Thank you so much for making that point.
I love that he mentioned help us to understand you better.
Because I think that a lot of women, I'm not saying that based on experience, based on research and, of course, our interaction on this particular show.
Yeah.
A lot of women assume that men should know. They should understand.
Yeah.
You should know now.
Yeah.
And then men try to understand and realize that today you're on this page, tomorrow you're on that page.
There's nothing wrong with that,
but just let us understand.
I agree with
you. At least give us heads up on what page you're on today, for example.
The funny thing is, we don't even know what page we're on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the truth. We sometimes don't even know. You see these hormones.
They just move.
As well.
We're not generalizing at the same time. We're just asking these common expressions or happenings amongst a couple. Well, let's look at the WhatsApp messages.
Okay. Shay from White Sand Isheri, Osun State.
Wow.
Ah.
How's Osun State? What's up, Lagos, in Osun?
Yeah, he says, good morning, the takers. We're our name.
Movers and the shakers and takers.
The movers and shakers and takers.
You say we are the takers.
Say we are the takers.
It's okay.
Killa takeo. What are we taking?
But it's teke.
Teke. Mm. Okay. And he says, you guys are beautiful together. You're the craziest couple on air.
Thank you.
I love you both.
Aww.
You still remain the best radio program that discusses the family. Thanks. And he
says, thank you.
On this issue concerning our women, ask how they look. Just my opinion, though. I think that is some of the healthy conversation between couples, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And you should know women find so much joy from such chats.
That's right.
And appreciation of their passing. So we just need to keep enjoying their company.
Mm-hmm.
When you see husband and wife stay long in the room, it's not about the inner room thing, but about such silly topics.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps the light brighter than ever. Okay.
And that's, I can't relate to that totally, because it is what it is. Women like it.
We
when
like
you the, get it right. Those little little silly things. The jizz.
Yeah.
They do the jizz.
I love
except if you don't have a good relationship. That's when you run away from the jizz. Everyone likes that apoko. My sister.
My
do you know? Do you know? And you must have listening ear. And that's another thing too.
You must listen, whether you like it or not.
Can you guys just understand that there are times we don't want to listen? We don't want to hear it. Can we have an agreed time of when to hear
this? This is another talk.
It's another talk
Let's
entirely.
Let's keep this for tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll just banter about this one tomorrow.
Let's take like 5 more calls and then launch our main topic, right? Oh,
that's
boy.
Right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, Collins and Andre.
I don't know why you're laughing, no.
Anyway, I just want to share my own experience with my...
Okay,
go ahead.
You guys know what happened in the house. And she was just like, oh, you know, she just asked me the question, am I fat?
Come on.
The expression on the face and everything. I don't have the right answer. Let me just find it. Just wait, I'm coming. I'm going to say I jump up for the house.
Wow, you did not answer.
You know, I didn't know what to say.
Wow.
So, but sincerely, now she's not listening. If you're going to answer sincerely, aside, what would you say? This is awesome.
I tell you. Because when she moved in with me,
okay,
so I do a lot of cooking and everything.
Cooking,
so,
okay.
I'm telling me that our friends are saying that she's looking fresh, she's looking bigger and all that stuff. So she was saying that, and it's a good thing now because I like taking care of my woman and things. But when she now, and I know the kind of person where I get,
Are you jackpot instead of asking the question? My fat. I don't know, but that's another question you have to think twice before you answer.
I agree.
Because
that has to do with it could whatever you say at the time could affect their self esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's coming from the person who they hold dear.
In high esteem,
mm-hmm. You know, whatever comes out from that person's mouth is the truth, and they take it hook, line, and sinker. You know, they take their opinion seriously. So at that point, you have to be careful, man.
That is why these questions are very tricky. And as a person, you have to understand it. Like we say, there are small things or silly things, but it can cause major problems. So that's why some men will just go the easy route, which is just a beggar.
Answer straight answer.
Or, punk me, don't answer.
Oh,
it could be a problem. But we have to understand that it is out of insecurity most times that women get to ask that question.
They
cannot go and meet their friends and say, they can ask their friends anyways, but you know, the way they ask their man, and I mean, the person they trust, is different.
Yeah.
And what you say matters a lot. Am I fat? First of all, you have to educate me. I would do educate. I would say, no, you can't use the word fat with you on the same statement. Are you fuller? Are you adding? Are you putting on? Mm-hmm. You know, use some sweet words to qualify. That way you can answer the question. Say, yes, I think you're putting on a bit, but it's not even bad. I actually love it like this. So, you know, things like that. Mm. She'll get the message.
Yeah.
But don't go straight and say...
Yeah, so you're looking fat. Look at your belly now. Say your belly all over now. The place. Look at how you are spreading.
My money is working.
What is going
I'm
on here?
I'm feeding you. You're eating my money. Oh, boy. You hear me? Mm. That's just my own thought.
I think the best way to go about answering such questions, like you said... Yeah. Instead of being blunt, straight, you know, find a way to say what you're trying to say. Like, say the truth, but don't say it in such a way that would, you know, mess with her self-esteem.
Diplomacy.
Yeah.
You have to apply that.
I think that would work.
Okay. At five calls, we've done three. Two more.
Okay. Two more. But before we take, there are a few WhatsApp messages. Favor from Ayobo. Ayobo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Says, women are not easy to understand, but God would help us men.
You have to put in the work.
Dozie from Isolo says, what's up, Lagos? How una day? Colinzo and Andrea Linzo.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I wouldn't lie. I love this nickname.
Are you serious?
I love it.
Wow.
Colinzo and Andrea Linzo. Okay. You need to tell what you're on this morning to come up with those things.
He says, my area is also tempting, very stew for now. Hmm. He says, every question, statement, or assumption by a woman must be processed with Albert Einstein's IQ
yes.
as a man.
Yes.
Know this and know peace.
That's it.
Okay.
Process it.
All right.
Because I don't understand the rationale. I've said this before. You are sleeping in the middle of the night. Somebody taps you. One, two. One, two. You'll be like, is this a dream or real life? You now wake up and the person is sitting already. We need to talk. In the middle of the night.
That's the best time to have serious conversation.
At that time, first of all, let me tell you, the trap is they want you to answer straight. They want to get their candid opinion. They
know we'll be sleep. I don't think you know.
They know you'll be thinking. So don't go and do mumu and just start forming. You have IQ. You would have said it all the following morning. Now, though, now you open the matter. And I say, so at night, you're telling me that ABCD. So I don't understand.
Don't make me fall. I beg you, Collins.
Promise
it's
you.
It's okay.
It's true. Because it's I don't know men who wake up in the middle of the night and tap their wife. When they're sleeping, I say, honey, we need to talk. The response alone will not let you. Anyways, I think we've had enough. Except for the two calls we need to take. Now, what's up, messages?
What's up, messages? Mrs. Akonde from Agboji says, good morning, the Techers. In my own case, without asking my husband first, he would inspect me from head to toe and make sure you are properly dressed, most especially when both of us are going out together. This is Mrs. Akonde. Shout out to your husband. That's beautiful. Trust me,
I've
learned
that. I
love
it. I love it. Time, but I'm not consistent.
You're not, but it's good. Like I said the other time, you might not know when you're... I mean, sometimes after we're fully dressed, it's advisable that as a woman, when you're fully dressed...
Let your man be your mirror.
Not just that. Okay. Look at yourself twice. Be sure that you don't have a wardrobe malfunction before going out. And make sure you have like a scarf or something in your bag that can help you, you know, when you're having something like that, that you cover up yourself. But it's also good that a man, you know, who they're both going out together, her man, you know, should take a second look at her to be sure that, okay, she is put together.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Sure. Shout out to your husband. Another is Alex from Ikoyi. He says, good morning, my neighbors.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
We're doing okay.
He says, what's up, Lagos? Hey, Collins. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
Ikoyi is cool as always. Well, I am still reading the book titled How to Understand My Wife. I am in volume 10 and chapter 27.
Wow.
I have more volume to cover yet. The more I read, the more I get confused. Women are like a Bible. They are two edges.
Capiche.
I can't believe this.
No, I mean, it is what it is.
I can't believe this. Okay, there's much more. Good morning, the Techies. I have been following you people for long. My question is, are you people really husband and wife or radio husband and wife? I want to know.
Okay. Ibro.
Ibro, is that his name? Yeah. Ibro from, from Too Much. Okay. Do you want to answer him? Let's satisfy some people's curiosity, don't you think?
Yes, we are. We are the first couple on African radio to co-host the show. live, real life couple co-hosting a show.
Yeah.
You know, both broadcasters coming together to do this.
Yeah.
The first. So yes, indeed. You're right. We're not radio husband and wife. In fact, we're not husband and wife on radio, really. We're actually husband and wife in real life.
In real life. And but we're colleagues on radio. On radio.
So that's what it is.
That's what it is. So I hope he answered your question. Jimmy from Ososa at Odogbolu in Ogun State says, feeling you too much, Una makes sense die, cracking my ribs. This is what I call laugh and learn. I'm fun laughing and also learning.
Wow.
Big ups, guys. Cheers to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Godwin from Lawanson says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I am thanking you for the good job you're doing. Please help us inform the police to come to our aid. The area boys are making life miserable to us here in Lawanson and in Jesha Road, especially Woruola and Johnson bus stop. They harass and wound people passing between 8:30 to 9 p.m. collecting phones money. Please, let's the police do something. Okay, this what area? He says Lawanson and Jesha Road.
Wow. Please, please, you've heard it. Do what you need to do.
He says that the particular bus stop where this happens, Woruola and Johnson bus stop, between the hour 8:30 to 9 p.m.
So area boys are collecting phones and money.
Yeah.
I don't like that to be called area boys. That's robbery or that's snag. I don't know what it is, but it is what it is. It's a security threat. And thank you indeed for bringing this to our notice. Mm-hmm. And it's our hope that those who are supposed to do something about it, the police and other authorities and the governor, they're listening. Someone should tell him. You know, people need security.
In that area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, I think this is where... Are you still picking the two calls before we...
Yeah, before we wrap it up. Let's keep a word.
All right.
What a lock.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Two more calls, and then we get to our family talk.
Hi, hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Angelizo. I love it.
Okay.
I like the sound of that.
I should call it a room gossip. It's necessary. It's a big tonic.
Yes,
sir. A family reunion. Mm-hmm. But the issue I find very difficult with my wife, whenever we are driving,
okay.
As a man, we are driving, you don't look left and right.
Uh-huh.
So, my wife will have issues with that. And this is just, at times, puts me off. Mostly when you're driving and you want to look, maybe see a girl that is, you do the look. You know? And another thing, whenever she comes back from work, she wants to talk about things that happen in the office.
Yes.
You want to come back from work. I was like, madam, keep your own, make her just.
Is that my office?
Oh my God. So you had to laugh.
I don't know why women want to, you know.
See,
most
so my brother, let me talk to your brother to brother. See, one of your responsibilities, sir, with all due respect, sir, is to hear that gist. You must hear the gist of office, you must contribute, you must be part of it. If not, you can't gist. Do you want her to go and gist to somebody else?
I'm telling you, once you come back from work, in my office today, I said, madam, I beg you. I'm
just listen to her. I think you should try.
I notice that whenever I respond, whenever I respond to her gist at home, the atmosphere in the house is always very calm. You know?
See?
Everything looks. Yeah! I said, okay. What can happen? I will text her on phone. At least prepare gist for me. The family gets what happened. Even my daughter will say, hey, daddy, mommy wants to tell you something. I said, okay, what's the story? I call it story time.
Okay.
Don't respond. They will feel like maybe they're not interested. And again, about dressing up.
Yeah.
Whenever I want to go to church, I will first, madam, this is what I want you to wear.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
She will say, no, I say, if you wear what I don't like, I will say it's not good.
You're pulling her.
If you get to the church, you drop from the car, I will be the front, I'll run first.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
Whatever she wear, what I prefer her to put on.
I
want her to come out from the car, walk together towards the church entrance. So whenever she sits on wearing what I don't like, I will be the first to the front. But that I will say, then you come back and join mommy now. I say,
oh, sorry, man. We had to go on a break, but that's like another conversation.
More conversation.
Well, I heard of a story of a man and woman who one was in Nigeria, the other person was in the United Kingdom. And a family member decided to say, you know what? You know what I kind of look like? These two people, they look like if the two of them come together, it's going to be a great
match.
Mm. Just from somebody's opinion, you know, like play. The families decided to say, you know what, let's set these two people up, let's arrange for a marriage. And they are making preparation right now. Maybe that's the next Owambe that we're going to attend by this weekend. But then again, I'm asking a number of questions. First of all, in my mind, I'm like, this arranged stuff, does it work? Or what are the advantages? What are the disadvantages? Could there be disadvantages? And that has been on my mind. And of course, that's one of the reasons yesterday we started a conversation on arranged marriage. And today we continue with it, right?
Yeah. So if you were not part of the show yesterday, today is that opportunity for you to be a part of it. We're talking arranged marriage. What are the disadvantages to that? And what are also the advantages? People who had undergone or who were married due to, you know, arranged marriage, do they seem to have a better married life? Let's talk about this after the news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't move a muscle. Family Talk with the Techers returns shortly.
Welcome back. We're live at Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 11. And from now till Mama calls, we are going to be navigating the different angles and areas of
arranged marriage. Are you for or against? Are you one who would say, I'm not for this? I would never allow my parents be the ones to arrange a marriage for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go out there and, you know, find the wife and get married to. You know, I think that this is a kind of marriage that has been over the years. I think it's been dated back to 18th century. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a Nigerian thing. It's not just an African thing.
Yeah.
It's something that is done in Asia, in China. Yeah, in Asia.
Yeah.
It's also done in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's done in other parts of the world. So it's
It's a human being thing.
Exactly. So I want us to erase that, oh, it's an African thing factor.
Those are our parents those days. That kind of talk.
It's not just an African thing. It's something that, you know, happens all around the world.
I'm happy that you brought that to the fore, because when we got some comments yesterday, most people were saying, it was those days. It's not about it those days. It's a culture. It's a practice that is still ongoing. A lot of people still do it.
That's right.
You know, it's common amongst those who, of course, would think that, this person is too old, he's not married. This other person is too old. What are you not married? Why are you not married? And then they now blend it. There are different ways it's going on.
Yeah.
But it is a practice that is common.
Another reason why arranged marriage is being practiced, for instance, two families.
Yeah.
They've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these two families have been friends for a long time. And in order to solidify their
partnership
and their bond, they arrange a marriage between their children. And most times, you know, their children are not in support.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they really wanted to marry, but because of the family structure, or because of the family business or family tradition, they are forced to do it.
That's right.
Sometimes it's not their will to, you know, marry this other family.
But they just have to do it.
They just have to do it.
Now, the key word again for such thing again is that some people do it strategically for strategic reasons.
Yeah.
You know, to bring, let's face the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Some families are strategic. Okay, you know what? You marry from that family because, you know,
yeah, doing well.
They are pepper. You know, that kind of thing.
They're doing well.
So there could be many reasons. Yeah. Politicians do it.
Yeah.
You remember some time back, the late former governor for your state,
mm-hmm.
I think the daughter, you know, got married to another governor. governor's child. And I mean, it's a common news now. It's everywhere. I don't need to mention that. But it happened. So yes, I know you'll be saying, well, how do you know? Is it love? Is that? Yes, it is love. But it's also strategic. You can't deny the fact. Mm-hmm. When two politicians agree from different regions that they should get married, it could be strategic. It could be. I don't know what the reason
is. I also remember growing up, I don't really remember their tribe, but okay. I think that they're from Niger.
Okay.
Now, what they did, the man has his very large family. He had several wives and, of course, a lot of children.
Yeah.
And he had this other friend as well. Of course, they're very polygamous.
Yeah.
That's also a polygamous family, and they needed their family to come together.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember then we would be upstairs and you know, the two of them that they arranged to get married will be downstairs and, you know, trying to get to know themselves, to bond. And their families are aware. They give them time from 7 p.m. to, let's see, I'm not sure, but I think towards 8, 9, thereabout, they'll sit
and
talk.
Man, I can't imagine.
Because how we got to know, the man is my mom's friend. My mom was into this tie and dye, this Kampala.
Okay.
And you know, he also was into that business. So they were business partners, so to speak. So we knew all of the arrangement that was going on. So he told my mom that, you know, there's a time they give them
to bond
first before the marriage day. But dates of the marriage has been set, you know, without their consent. But you just give them that window to just know themselves within the time frame before the marriage itself.
Could that be, in a way, you know, in abusing someone's right of privacy, as it were, and then right of choice? Another thing again is the fact that some families go about it in a certain way that looks as if it's a do or die.
You cannot say no. Forced arranged marriage.
So that forced arranged marriage also, it's another kind of practice and all that. Yeah. But we're talking about any kind of arrangement. We just want to know your experience as an individual. Have you been in that position? Or have you been wondering, like, us, you know, when the people are bonding, what do they really talk about? Like, okay, I don't know you. Can I know you? So we're going to get married. You know, I don't know, Sha, but people, what exactly?
Yeah, people are also of the opinion. You know, I said this earlier. I think I even said it yesterday. People are of the opinion that arranged marriages get to last longer than other, you know, marriages where the individuals meet themselves on their own terms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the points where has to do with the emotions. You know, when we get to, when individuals meet themselves on their own terms, the first thing that comes up is the connection, the feelings, the emotion, the rush. You know, what, you know, keeps them together basically is usually the bond. It's usually the connection.
Yeah.
And that's what will help, amongst many other things,
to find it,
that will help, you know, to take them through the path, and then they're married.
Yeah.
But arranged marriage, that doesn't come first. It is not the connection or the
is the arrangement first.
It's the arrangement first.
They've arranged it, so you know, come and connect.
And so at that time, you're even logical. You're like, okay,
you can ask questions.
I can, you know, is this this? Is this here? Is this not here? Okay, I'm sacrificing this. I'm here because of this and that.
Yeah.
And it helps the marriage stay longer than when there are emotions that can, you know, be off today and on tomorrow.
Some others say that it gives you a rare opportunity. And a candid opportunity for you to ask the question of what are you bringing to the table as a partner, because that's a question people do not ask. People have expectations, but you know, they don't get to ask, okay, what are you bringing to the table? People try to figure it out by themselves. They don't ask directly that, look, you want to get married to get to me, right? What are you bringing to the table? Apart from yourself, your pretty self or your handsome self, what is it you're bringing to the table? And other things, just to buttress the point, that people say are advantages for arranged marriage is that they say it kind of like provides equal
stature.
You know, so everybody's on the, it's not like man, you know, and then they also they believe that questions like, I mean, it answers questions like financial stability, cultural identity. It also, you know, I don't know. These are some of the areas that they identify as some of the benefits. But what do you think as an individual? What do you think? What's you? Are you for? Is it a nay or a? Is it a nay or a yay?
Are you for or against arranged marriage? Let's talk about arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, are you married now? Was it an arranged marriage? How is it going for you?
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents experience it? Because this happened a lot in the you know, back in the daytime.
Yeah.
It happened a lot then. And how did it go for you? What are your own reservations mm-hmm. when it comes to arranged marriage? 0700-993-993-993.
Mm-hmm.
And the female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp comment, you can do that.
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. It is widely, shockingly believed that marriages that are arranged last longer. I mean, that's shocking. I mean, all the research all around, people are saying that. So we really want to find out today. Hello. Oh, Daniel is calling from Lagos Island, and Daniel is our first caller on this segment. Hello?
Hi, Daniel. What's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Collins and Andrea.
Yes, Lagos.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I tried calling yesterday during your program, Arrange Your Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to also contribute.
All right, go ahead.
To the topic. I happened to meet my wife through my parents.
Hmm.
So my dad and my mom are like their friends. So I used to know her then, but she was a small girl in the area.
Okay.
So yeah. So my mom introduced her to me, and we get to know each other.
Mm.
Okay.
Today is history.
Hmm.
We have been together for more than 10 years with beautiful children.
Wow.
Living a very happy marriage.
Beautiful.
So it depends on individual.
Okay. So, but that moment where you guys, it's shocking. I'm just curious a bit. The first moment when you guys met, like the first time you guys were supposed to sit, and you know the subject matter is we are going to be husband and wife, you know.
Yes.
What was it like? Will you share with us your experience? Was it any
awkward?
Strange? Was it like you were trying to toast? I don't know. Was it awkward a bit? Just asking.
Sometimes we used to have issues. Maybe she would say, "Is it because?" I did not find it difficult to get her this. I said, no, it's God that made it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So before we met, I was in a relationship where I was having issues.
Okay.
So my mom says one of my mom and my mom are friends.
Okay.
Then my dad and her dad also are friends.
Okay.
They work together in the army.
All right.
And then they work together in the army and they retire at the same time. They are doing the same business. So my mom say, this is a beautiful fine girl that just needs to let them talk to her. I say, no, daddy, should not talk to her. That I'm a man that will. My mom say, no, see, I would like the girl, this and this. I say, okay, they should give me her number, let me call her.
Okay.
I get her number, we get talking, and then, as I said earlier, the rest is history.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate Daniel for sharing with us.
Okay,
that's a smarter way to do it.
That's more like matchmaking. That isn't exactly arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Arranged marriage is the both parents, they have already agreed on a marriage and a date has been fixed.
Yeah.
Before telling the couple or the individuals involved and tell them, okay, this person, you're going to marry this person, and hey, you're going to marry this person. So get to know yourself and just know that you're going to get married.
Mm-hmm. So it's more or less a kind of marriage where the marital union, the bride and the groom are primarily selected by other individuals, whether they're family members or the parents, than the couples themselves. Mm. They select and okay, you're marrying. Your venue is this. Oh my. So it's shocking to think, from my head, I'm just like.
All right, the call is back. Mm. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, we're here with you. Go ahead.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Life. Who do we have?
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
My name is Kingdom. I'm calling from Lagos.
All right, okay. Kingdom, let's talk.
Okay, so I would like to speak on the matchmaking and arranged marriage.
Arranged marriage.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so arranged marriage, and I want to believe arranged marriage is different from matchmaking.
Yes.
Okay, so for arranged marriage, I think it's kind of you forcing two people to marry themselves. Mm. If you're arranging that two people do not know themselves before now, mm. should just get married mm. based on family ties, friendship, mm. or whatever.
Yeah.
For me, I do not like that part. Okay. But I prefer matchmaking. Two okay. people, meet yourself, get to know yourself. If it works out, fine. But if it doesn't work out, both of you can, you know, part ways within a limited time frame. Check it. So,
what's your reservation about, I mean, what exactly turns you off about the arranged marriage?
Because it's based on those family or whoever is bringing these two people. It's based on their own preference, not the two parties now.
Okay.
Not their likes or preferences that mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. in the picture now. It's based on either my father or my mother loves a particular girl mm-hmm. and say, oh, I think this will fit this guy, mm-hmm. you know, and they arrange it that, oh, Kingdom must marry this girl. You know, it's their preferences that is in the picture now, not mine, not my concerns, not mm-hmm. my own beliefs. You know, they just believe this thing is good for you and you should take it that way because it's coming from your parents or mm-hmm. siblings or family. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, yeah. Kingdom, for your point. And maybe a little wonder why, that's why, of course, even the United Nations, you know, condemns a lot strongly what is called forced marriage, like you mentioned earlier. Yeah. But it is a practice. It still goes on there. You know, is anything wrong for parents to take it upon themselves to, you know, set up
their children for marriage?
I mean, are there advantages?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
I miss you guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great.
Okay. Top of the morning to you guys. I actually want to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Okay, I met my true a dispatch rider. Cab guy.
Okay.
To me, and I don't know. I want to know where do I fall? What category do I fall?
No. You met through a cab driver. The guy just told you about. Talking.
Yes. No, I was not asking him. I said I'm single. I was just jokingly.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said I have a serious guy.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah, I know that kind of situation. That's matchmaking.
That's matchmaking. That's introducing a romantic relationship. Yeah. You know, between both of you.
And by the way, just to mention, by the way, matchmaking is a business on its own. Like, people do it. It's a profession.
I remember.
Just to think about it.
I remember my radio program I used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
That was like the core of my radio show.
Okay. To matchmake people.
I would matchmake. Take it down, beyond. You know, bring two people together and, you know, kickstart your relationship. I think one of them is married now.
Could it be a disadvantage that when you do it that way, or you set up people to get married, or you do forced marriage, not forced marriage, or arranged marriage, that is that a bad foundation? Is that about, because you remember even the caller who mm-hmm. was an arranged situation, mm-hmm. he said the wife sometimes would mention that, is it because you do not struggle to get me? Like, that's that aspect of, you know, wooing a woman, mm-hmm. pursuing a woman, trying to get stuff. I mean, is it not necessary? Because, I mean...
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello. Okay.
More calls coming in.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I'm calling from Moe. My name is Joshua.
Welcome. Hi, Joshua. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
What I'm saying about the arranged marriage is that I'm not in support of that because most of the marriages that have been arranged, maybe both the parents, some of them don't know money last. Like for me, I just know my wife. The time I knew my wife, so I decided to make sure that I finish everything with the family members, and I married her. So the time I married her, up till now, we are living in peaceful way and everything. So I don't support in a way whereby some family members, maybe some of the, you know, in the olden days, they will tell you that you have to marry this lady because maybe the mother, they know how to farm, they know how to do some of the other things.
Mm.
So, but for me, I prefer when you marry somebody that is your love, somebody that you love very well, you must have to make a peaceful family. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Can't you love someone who was arranged for you? Does it matter how you meet someone?
I think that kind of love is love that, you know, you grow. I mean, love generally, we grow into loving someone.
Mm-hmm.
But for the arranged marriage, you're not exactly in love with the person at first.
Yeah.
You start to look for things, the little things that could help you, you know, fall in love or have any,
connection.
A connection, a feeling kind of for that person.
What's the role of love in marriage? How much, what percentage of love?
100%.
It's 100%.
I'm not talking about the love that comes with the whole emotion and mushiness. I'm talking about the selfless.
If love is selfless, okay, let me just I'll go down my
hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
My crazy thoughts.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Oh my god, I'm taken deep.
Yeah.
Honestly, Collins, you take enough Andrelin. And that's why you colonize Andrelin so much. And that's why she recognizes you.
Yes.
You're wonderful people.
Thank you.
And you too.
I must appreciate you guys. I've been married for 31 years now.
Wow.
And I know what happened at the beginning. But I don't know if that was matchmaking. I got to know my wife through a friend and I went home and asked my father. That, look, like what being in this, which family is that? She assessed the family and said, that family, they don't have witchcraft, they don't have they don't have thieves, they are clean, they are good, you know, all the good qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other family said, no, don't go there, don't try it, they are not good people.
Mm.
So I think that we need to do a lot of background checks. Some of these marriages in the city, they just come together anyhow. Some successful, others crash easily. And if you check the amount of divorces in advanced nations, and those of us who try to copy them in this part of the world, we see that the width and value that people give to marriages today is trivialized, is cut down. That value is not there again. Established values are not very strong in this part of the world, in our world, just like it happens in those advanced nations.
Okay.
So I think background check is very,
very important.
Ask local, ask relations, ask people around what stuff that family is made of. Because we discover that when there are thieves in that family, they are always thieves. Where they are. All those type of, you know, devices that's associated with some villages, you find those evil things there.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for one to
do background check.
I know, the family.
Thank you.
Thanks for your opinion.
But I think that's even important, even if it's an arranged marriage or matchmaking, or you met themselves by themselves. As long as you're planning to get married, it is, I think, very important that you do a background check as to the family that you're getting married into. I think that's very important. We need to go on a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. We're talking arranged marriage. Stay with us.
She's Andrea Adobe. Take care.
And he is Colin. Take care.
Thanks for the prestige pause. And today we're talking about arranged marriages. And we have heard several opinions. Just to chip this in sweetly. Do you know that in India, we hear that arranged marriages are considered better than love marriages?
Mm.
And you know, let's put it along those lines. At the end of the day, love marriages still fail. Even with the love, some marriages still fail.
Mm-hmm.
Some do not have the best of experience. Even if it's, they went through the whole process. So, the whole process of toasting, proposing, giving a ring, and then doing everything just the way we expect, or people know it to be.
Yeah.
And that does not, and then do a fantastic marriage, a
wedding ceremony.
And then ceremony and all that. And then at the end of the day, that has nothing to play when it comes to
the marriage itself,
the experience of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So, does it even matter if it's arranged? Does it make any difference?
So if India is saying, because I know that in India it is practiced a lot. It is highly practiced in India.
They actually believe that arranged marriages are way better. The last.
So I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why people think, you know, I said earlier that probably because of, you know, the feeling, the connection, that's not what is in the forefront, and because our emotions waver, it could, you know, fault the marriage, so to speak. And because in arranged marriage that's not the focus, it helps the marriage to stay longer.
So
right?
I mean, the focus is other things. So they're instead of being irrational, you're now very logical.
Yeah,
you're now asking the next question. You're building, you're growing to enter into each other, which is actually the what you start doing, whether or not it's love that brought you together. When you get married, you start growing into each other, you start learning each other, you start the process.
So is that why they would say arranged marriage is better off than love marriage?
Good. And if you want to bring your point and say no, I'm not down with the arranged marriage, don't just say it. Give us a reason why you think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't think
on WhatsApp, Charles.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Yakubu calling you from Ikeja.
Welcome, Yakubu.
Yeah, first call.
Wow, your first
listener.
Yeah, first time caller, regular listener. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I've been listening to your conversation on arranged marriage, right?
Yes.
You know, some of these arranged marriage are very effective, while some are bullshit. You know, but one thing we need to understand is whatever God has put together, any living creator can put an asunder.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what a man see while sitting down, a child can never see, even if he clamp up the floor.
Okay.
So, some of these elders that come together and say, okay, how this lady will fit you? Come and take her.
Hmm.
He may have gone through so many research and he noticed something that you as a child don't know.
Hmm.
But something that happens these days is that being it an arranged marriage or not, sincerity signifies.
All right.
When both of you guys are sincere to each other, everything will go perfectly, be it an arranged marriage or not.
All right. Bottom line, you're saying there's no advantage or disadvantage. It doesn't matter how you guys come together. You just have to be sincere with each other. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Fantastic.
Saying. If there is love, that's all.
Okay. Love is what matters.
Hello? Okay. Call us back. Another here is saying, this is Charles Chidozie on WhatsApp. He said, it's not only family who arrange marriages these days. Some churches here in Nigeria are notorious setting up intending couples with your branch. They're so subtle about it, okay, that you have to marry someone you readily know nothing about, all in the guise of will of God. Okay, he said, hashtag, let me talk with the tech.
So you are just saying that you don't support it, but do you give us reasons? Because they are proof, there's research showing that in some countries, some places, it's better.
Yeah, and it's highly practiced.
So you've got to tell us why you think it's not good your perspective.
For me,
yeah,
this is just me, right?
Okay, let me paint it properly and ask you the question. Imagine they call me now. You did not know me from anywhere. They now came to talk to you, Andre. And you know that you're single, but there's this guy, his name is Collins. You know, this one guy, I mean, or they set you up, the family say, okay, this guy will be good for you. sincerely.
And then we have spoken
don't
to
talk
his family
based on
already.
Your experience now. And they have spoken to
his family
know,
already, yeah. And they have agreed.
And they now put you. It's okay. I'll answer the same question. What? How would you react to that?
I don't know. I'm going to feel deprived. I'm going to feel deprived of the ability to. Except I'm at that point. Except I am, you know, at that point where.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. I'm at that point where.
So it's me, anything goes. Right, I'm listening.
You asked the question.
No, I'm joking. No, Vex. Go ahead.
Yeah, except I'm at that point where, you know, people say, quote, the man is not coming. Maybe the man is not coming and I'm like, okay, let's see. Let me try. Let me just, you know. But if it's a case of you don't have a choice, this person we have set up for you, you have to marry him. Whether you are, you know, you like it or not, I feel deprived. I'll feel deprived. I'll feel violated, so to speak. My right being violated, my right to choice. Finding who I want for myself. That's how I'll feel. I don't think I would support it, you know, at a goal. But hearing
that marriages work,
it's not left for me to make it work, because I think this is it. Be it arranged marriage or love marriage, it still goes back to the individuals involved. These two people determine the kind of marriage they will have. Right. I was about saying, before you asked me that question, that you see, my own reservation, or what I would, the fence I would stand on, or the other side of the fence I'm going to stand on, based on the disadvantage when it comes to arranged marriage, is the fact that families would have access to my marriage. That's the disadvantage that I am seeing, because if my family, I mean, are the ones who went ahead to create this marriage, it gives them the ticket to have what to say in the marriage.
So some sense of entitlement.
Exactly. And that is not what the concept of marriage is about. It's about the two individuals. So when the families are the ones who orchestrated the marriage, they somewhat have that, you know, entitlement, and they want to get involved in the marriage. That's what I think. Except you have families who are understanding and will say, okay, we did our own part by bringing you both together, so you go ahead and do the rest. But it's usually hard, because family on their own, they have this sense of entitlement. So if they are not the ones who brought the marriage together, come on, what do you think? What would you expect?
Okay, so I mean, basically what we have been talking about, about this specific one, because there's forced marriage, there's also the arranged marriage, consensual.
Yes, yes.
So what we're talking about is like the consensual one, the one that you guys, there's a consensus, you guys, two families come together, agree, and then both of you have the first right of denial. Okay, I will agree, I do not agree. So I mean, the two people want to get married, they can also agree or disagree.
Yeah.
So but from that point where, you know, you've made up your mind, so you still have the opportunity to make the decision when they present it to you that, okay, you are getting married to this person, you still have the choice to say yes or no.
You should have the choice to say yes or no.
Happens with consensual.
That's with the consensual arranged marriage. But you know, there are some families that will not even give you that room to
choose.
They'll
say you must marry.
You have set the dates. This is the person you're getting married to, and you must take heed to that. And if you refuse, they'll say you are disobeying, or you're going to embarrass the family when you refuse to do what the family has said.
Man, it's a dicey place to be. Only those who have experience, only those who have given room to that can really tell us exactly how the experience has been. But the fact that research is saying that arranged marriages have lasted longer, it's why we're bringing this on radio. Like, okay, what's your opinion on this?
Yeah.
What are those advantages? Do you see any advantage in arranged marriage? Or are we just, you know, living in the illusion of, you know what? It's like against the rights, you know, you're forcing me and all that. What exactly is your thought?
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Bina from Uwe.
Welcome. Let's talk.
I'll go with what the research said, because arranged marriage lasts longer.
Okay.
Let's look at, for instance, our forefathers.
they don't, when they got married, they don't get to know themselves. It's just maybe a father, maybe a father A happens to be a close friend of father B, which they have a male and a female daughter. So if what they do then is, I guess they look at the background of the family and look at the reputation and look at the good deed a particular family has been doing. So what they do is, they will just tell that their friend that, come, I want my son to marry your daughter, stuff like that. And before you know it, they arrange the marriage and they begin to live together. So all like these days, even when, just like what Keke said, you propose, you date, you do all these things, and you stay at broken home. So now just go with that research. I guess they arrange marriage. Even if we trace back, if we check Abraham, Abraham told his elder servant, his elder servant, that come, go to my family, go and, you know, it's just like knowing a particular background, and you concluded that this background, the product or the family, the children in that family, they are good, no matter how the case is going to be. So Abraham directed that servant to go there and go and look for a wife for his son. So I believe arranged marriage is, in fact, I don't know, because of civilization or so arranged marriage is very, very okay.
You're down with very, it. Very
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much for that.
0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, what's up,
Lagos? Cheers to life. Welcome.
Thank you. Collins, this is Timothy from Ikeja.
Okay.
I think...
Is it me you want to talk to alone? Only me?
I'm sorry.
I know, go ahead.
I think the arranged marriage is the best for me.
Okay.
I think for me, I like me from the place, especially for my place. I think it's the major culture for my place.
Okay, where is your place?
I came from Kogi State. I'm a Galama.
Okay, wow.
So I think it's the major culture for my place. Even though your parent is not big wife for you, when you find wife by yourself, you even need to go and tell them, for them to check the background before you can go ahead to even decide. And I think it helped many of my people, even including me, positively.
Okay.
Because what they do is that they go extra mile to the instead of push you yourself that want to get married cannot even have time to go there.
Okay.
So sometime when we were young, my mom and my dad always told us that if you want to get married, that you should allow your parents to do background check. And we say, what is background check? Moreover, we can do ourselves. They say we don't know what they are talking about. Now, one time, my senior brother get married. As he want to get married, my mom and my dad say, you should not get married there. My brother say, no, he will get married. But you want to know the reason why you people say I should not get married to that particular family. And my mom told my brother how the family be. They say they are witchcraft, something like that.
Wow.
And my brother, he said he's a Christian. He does not believe anything like that.
Okay.
They say, okay. Could you believe, this story I'm telling you, could you believe after get first child for my senior brother, and they go ahead, get married, after get first child, second child, the third one was pregnant, I did my own wedding. She was pregnant, she came to my wedding. After 8 days of my wedding, this woman want to put to bed. She died with the baby. After she died with the baby, could you believe the mother of that woman confessed after 7 days that she's the one that killed her child?
Wow.
So sometime when our parents came out to do the background check, it's also considered. It work for some people and it not work for some people. Even yourself, if they propose it for you, you yourself have to even take time also to
check.
to check before you go ahead.
So you then support so you support it. Arranged marriage.
I support you 100% because you work for me also. I'm married with the 3 children. Wow. So you work for me.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Wow. We learn every day.
That's right.
Different
Hello.
Cultures.
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Who do we have?
Lagos.
Cheers to life.
My name is Sean. I'm calling from Lekki, actually.
All right.
I let me give you from my own experience, actually.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to call it arranged marriage.
Okay.
It's more of like that because my parents actually introduced the lady to me. Unfortunately, I know the person already, and it was a war before I decided to say, okay, who is this person you are even talking about? And I said, what's the person's name? And I checked the person's name on Facebook. I said, I know this girl now. She said, you're both go to the same church when we were young. And I grew up in Ibadan, actually. Mm,
okay.
And then, so from there, I said, okay, you should stay away. And they did. And I just pursued on my own. And then, unfortunately, somebody that I've been hanged before. So,
wow.
You're married 3 years now.
Mm.
Okay. So it doesn't matter how you meet. It doesn't matter whether it's arranged. It comes down to both of you, right?
But to me, I think arranged marriage doesn't give you, privilege or total, to your marriage because most of the time the parents will be the ones to
get involved.
And they tell you what to do. They give decisions, and you go back and forth on the.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have the play on it, but like this one, most times. So they play a big role in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now, man, you thank God, and you're kicking it right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow. One more?
Hello? Hello?
All right, what a lock.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Good News. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Good News. Talk to
Good
us.
News, we're in the rush hour. So quickly, let's hear you.
For me, I don't subscribe to arranged marriage.
Okay, why?
If you want to look at it from you as a person, you have the right to choose who you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that is number one. Number two, I feel that your rights and your privilege have been deprived from you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when it comes to the issue of arranged marriage, we have so much external influences.
Hmm.
External influences. For instance, if something happened, you will be expecting your parents to come into the marriage to settle issues, disputes, and misunderstandings. So, I don't subscribe to it.
Okay.
At all.
I don't subscribe
to it at all.
All right. Thank you very much. Well,
all right. Just before we head for a break.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from Rashid. Rashid from Ikeja says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, the techers. Match made, arranged at the party, on a bus. A couple must meet somehow. It's called fate. The journey thereafter is now theirs to determine. The problem with arranged marriage is the ulterior motive of the third party involved.
Hmm.
The marriage is usually, is only as good as when it serves the need of the third party. Thus, their overbearing influence.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. I'll go straight to WhatsApp because our time is far spent already. This is coming from who? You said, good morning, the Tekker family, and what's up, Lagos? Arranged marriage works if sincere process is engaged. The family would have established facts beyond their expectation in most cases. Nevertheless, whether arranged or not, God should be embraced for successful nurturing. Some silent factors distorting marriages that are meant to succeed are fun, competition, lack of God's presence, friends, etc. If these factors are well managed, success won't elude any marriage. Well done, deserved theme. Okay. Another here says, my name is Ayodeji. Arranged is not good because the way you get something is the same way you maintain it. And no matter the background check, that doesn't guarantee a successful, happy home. It is your life, not another person. So if it works for someone, doesn't mean it will work for you. All right, that's his take. And he says, what's up, Lagos? Another here says, good morning, Teke. What's up, Lagos? Most arranged marriage lasts because of how they were connected. The fear of disappointing those that connected them makes them stick to the marriage, even though the marriage is not working. This is Fatima from Isola. I love you guys. We love you too.
All right, great. See, bottom line, whatever happens, right, no matter what happens, whether you met in the bus, like someone said, or you met on the road,
at
the end of the day,
arranged
that point where you made the decision to say yes to whatever it is, whether it was arranged, that is where you take responsibility. And my own advice is, when you take it that way, move on with it. Don't always go back to someone that arranged it. Now you are together. You are together. Focus on what you have. That's what the situation is.
Yeah. But I think it comes back to the individual.
Yeah.
The two people involved, the two parties involved. No matter how it came, either through arranged or not, it now depends on the both of you how you want your marriage to go.
That's right. Bottom line. So people are really single right now because they are not looking at this arrangement as an option. But the truth is, look at it critically. What was the law that say because it was not arranged, because it was not arranged, it's going to work? Or because it was arranged, it's not going to work? What is that law? There's nothing. Life has proven that people on both sides have enjoyed life. Yeah. Yours could be just the arranged. So you could go for it.
I also want to say to families who are, for arranged marriage, it's not a bad thing. But what I don't subscribe to is the families being involved in the marriage. That because they arranged the marriage and because they're involved, and so they should be a part of the marriage. I don't think that should be it.
And there's nothing wrong trusting the choice of someone you trust. That trusting someone to pick their choice. So for example, if someone I trust say, this babe will be good for you, this lady will be good for you, if I trust that person, there's nothing wrong for me to
also
make my decision based on the trust I have for that person. Because at the end of the day, after making a decision, the life is in your hands, the ball is in your court. You have to make whatever you want to make from the marriage.
That's right. I think this is where we close the curtains.
Absolutely.
The phone lines are still buzzing, but we have to go. It's 11:59, and that means the news will be coming up in just how many seconds?
Yeah.
It's been a fun time. I'm glad we have this conversation today. More like a mindset shift for a lot of people. But hey, tomorrow's going to be another day. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Techie Talk will be live. We have conversations centered around technology and much more in the cyberspace. My name is Andrea Adwobi Teke. It's a delight to always have this show together with my better half, Collins Teke. God bless Nigeria. God bless our homes. And God bless you.
Fresh as it breaks on 99.3 Nigeria Info.